This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
NPR, and I'm sure other news outlets, have reported that Time magazine has chosen a group of four journalists and a news organization as its Person of the Year for 2018. This is something Time does every year, chooses a Person of the Year. Sometimes it's a group. I think one year it was even a computer, if I recall correctly. Partly to sell magazines, I believe, but it also serves the purpose of highlighting something that is happening in the world or on the world stage. And this year's edition highlights slain Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi and staff members of the Capital Gazette of Annapolis, Maryland. You might recall a gunman walked into that newsroom this year and killed five people. So it's a way of, again, of sort of the magazine calling out this so-called war on truth and trying to highlight people who are doing important work and sometimes paying a price for it.
I think this year has been, in Time magazine's selection, I think it's really trying to highlight how, you know, the media has been under attack and how I think in hindsight and as the dust settles from all the fighting, that how vital the media is and how journalism is and how we need journalists to be available to serve as an advocate for the public and, you know, to be able to sort out what the truth is from fact and fiction. Because in this hyper-digital age, media age, multimedia age we're living in, where there are numerous reports and tendencies for bias to creep into our thoughts, whatever that is being posted, we truly need folks that can serve as that arbiter to really sort through those things and to provide this vital service. And I think what this year has proven more so than ever is that this job, this industry is as vital as ever.
Yeah, and besides the people who've been killed in the line of work, we've had a number of people who have been hurt in some way or attacked in some way. Whether it was physical or verbal, journalists across the country across the world have been under assault in lots of different ways. And I'm really glad that Time magazine has decided to put that on their front page and to, you know, remind people about the importance of journalism.
Well, according to Time magazine, the Committee to Protect Journalists has reported that a record number of journalists were imprisoned in 2017, and they're expecting the total to be just as high this year, that total being 262 journalists worldwide imprisoned in 2017.
I mean, this is truly an industry under attack. Not only is the truth under attack, or the war on truth, as it's been called, but also really a war on this industry. And reporters' lives are in peril and in danger. And I think we were talking just before the broadcast. I'm preparing for a class, and the final chapter of this textbook talks about not only preparing for the industry, but also being safe, your personal safety. So not only in this chapter does it talk about how to put together a good resume or video resume or build contacts, but also to keep yourself safe, because what people are liable to do when they notice that maybe you're out on the scene doing a live shot and you carry a microphone. And sadly, of course, and in at least one instance where there's evidence of this happening, I believe a year or so ago, where people, journalists, were shot on the scene, and there's video footage of this. And this is a very real threat, and the lengths of which people will do to act out and to seek their actions or retaliate against reporters for what they believe is wrong is very scary. And we have to be aware of this, that there are those folks out there that feel so strongly that they will react in such crazy ways.
Yeah, when I was studying to be a journalist back in the early 2000s, this was not something that our teachers talked to us about. It was definitely not about, you know, you could be hurt when you go out in the field. That was not something that was ever brought up. We've only really seen that, although journalists have always been jailed. It's usually been on a world stage, though. So there have been in other countries, they've been jailed and that kind of thing, or you run into the wrong person and you have to fight to get out of jail, and then it's a lawsuit after that. But being physically harmed, I feel like that's something that is much more recent. And it's something now that when I teach my students, I have to bring that up because it's something that is realistic and that it can happen.
That's so very true. I mean, when I was a reporter of the most retaliation I ever got, and I touched on some controversial issues that were very sensitive to people, and the worst thing I ever got was someone in my face kind of arguing with me or over the phone. Phone calls were probably the most common. And people telling me what a terrible job they thought I'd done, even though I was, revealing and covering the truth and so forth. But nothing beyond maybe something verbal. But this is a whole new ballgame, and this is a very serious thing that we contend with. And it's even appearing in a textbook that I'm preparing to use. So this is how real this has become in this day and age.
Well, the current occupant of the White House has certainly, stirred things up by referring to journalists as enemies of the people. But frankly, there's been a lot of whining from the right for decades, complaints about the liberal media, despite the fact you can look across the country, you can find organizations such as the Chicago Tribune, which is not liberal. Talk radio is not liberal. Fox is not liberal. National Review. There is plenty of conservative media out there. But to complain because you disagree with a story, to just immediately label it as being liberal or harmful or wrong, I think that's what's been really damaging, and it's really come to the forefront more and more with the current occupant of the White House.
And this argument isn't anything new. It's just a crutch that folks have gone through. And it's an old page from that playbook. Folks have always said that about the media, quite frankly. This is nothing new. I think what's perpetuated this is the fact that the ease and access of which people can make this argument mobily or online and what have you, that's gotten more people's attention brought to the forefront more than anything. I think that's why you're seeing this as a bigger issue than before. I think that argument's always been there, though.
Being a journalist is a very difficult job. On any given day, there are lots and lots of people who are not happy with your work, and it's precisely because maybe they knew someone that you reported about, or they just absolutely disagreed with how the story turned out. It is often a thankless job. I think it's a very noble profession because you're going into something that you know that people are going to be not very happy with you pretty often. There are those shining points where you have people thank you for going and working on a story and showing people what they've been going through. And it's, I guess we kind of live for those moments where people are at least expressing their appreciation. And I often don't care if people like or dislike a story, but maybe I'm just usually happy if they are happy that the truth has been uncovered or some kind of information has been put out to help people. That's ultimately why I am a journalist.
And sometimes the audience will get upset because you've made a mistake, and that does happen. It's not intentional, but we are human beings, and mistakes get made despite our best efforts. And if we find one, we try to correct it as quickly as possible.
And that's very true, Rich. And in my experience, too, is that just to echo what Jasmine said, you see both sides of it. You see folks that are going to be very sensitive to what you're reporting about because it affects their community, their industry, their reputation, what have you. And that's fine. And you have to, as a journalist, you have to have the state of mind to take it as that. But you also do live for those points where folks do get back to you and say, thank you for covering this. Thank you for writing this. Thank you for exposing this. Thanks for giving attention where attention was due. This was rightly so, and I think you did a great service here. And so you do live for those moments, and those moments will come to you if you're in this business long enough.
We're out of time for today. We're out of time for the year, actually. Happy holidays to our listeners. Happy holidays to you, Jasmine and Will.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're going to take a couple weeks off, but we'll be back early in January with more of Shop Talk.